Everything's fine.
No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Dad, don't turn off the fucking mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the fuck up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring the stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's life.
It's woke news on the Johnny B. Show.
Love it.
Good stuff. I'd never get tired of that sounder. That's a fun one. New York City has launched a campaign to denounce Florida's controversial parental rights and education bill by posting billboards across the Sunshine State and inviting LGBTQ Floridians unhappy with the law to move to NYC.
Huh.
I love it. I think this is a perfect solution.
if you're unhappy with the law, then you can move to New York.
Yeah. I mean, that's good, right? I mean, it's a self-segregation, but hey, whatever.
No, look, I want anybody to move to New York right now. This place is way too busy. Traffic is the worst I've ever seen. And if you don't like the way things are done here, bounce, baby. And if New York is calling you, go on up there and you'll see what a trash bin that place has turned out to be.
The billboard supporting LGBTQ visibility will be displayed in 5 major markets in Florida, including Tampa, for 8 weeks starting on Monday. New York Mayor Eric Adams made the announcement on Monday, 1 week after Ron DeSantis signed the controversial bill, which forbids instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade.
So weird. We're so weird here in Florida that we don't want teachers discussing sex with 5-year-olds. Sorry.
It's messed up, man. You can't do
it. But what do they do? I saw a mock-up of the billboard that they're putting up, and it just has the word gay written all over it and everything, and that's the biggest lie that's being told to everybody. And the fact that they even on our local news, they say, you know, it's been coined the don't say gay bill. Don't say it. Don't, you're saying it. Like, there's nothing in the bill that says that.
I know.
It doesn't do it. And me explaining it like that, I will get coined or tagged as some right wing, crazy person. Now I sound like I'm a homophobic or something. I'm not, but it's just a blatant lie, and it's so annoying to see. You know, you got the three hosts at the Grammys, you know, and Wanda Sykes. Hey, Governor of Florida, we're gonna say gay tonight. Gay, 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 gay. He's explained it dozens of times that there's nothing in the bill that says that. It just says that, you know, we shouldn't be talking to kids about sexual matters and gender matters at that age. They're not old enough to be, you know, they can't really process it, and they're very impressionable. You shouldn't be talking about anything straight stuff or gay stuff when it comes to sex. What's wrong with that? And then I hear the teachers arguing. They're like, well, what am I supposed to say if the kid asks me if I have a husband? I mean, that's simple. You say, look, you know, my private life's my private life. I'm Mrs. Jones, and I'm your teacher. And you leave it at that. Even if you're married to a dude or a girl, it doesn't matter. You don't have to tell the kids your sex life. You don't.
I mean, I agree with that. There was some fallouts. I mean, some teachers are actually leaving the profession over this.
I know.
In the whole thing. There was a one lady, Nicolette Solomon. She was a teacher in Florida for 4 years, but she recently quit. She says that she's too scared that she can't teach in Florida due to this law. She's too afraid of getting, I guess, sued, or I don't know.
No, look, I understand that part of the bill is a little sketch, you know, and we talked to the listener that works, you know, he's I forget exactly his role with the school board, but he's an administrator or something. You know, he ended up DMing me on Instagram. We talked a little bit, and I kind of saw his point there. It does make it a little scary when they have to kind of walk around eggshells, but if you just say, you know what, this is the bill. We just have to teach curriculum, and we just have to leave that part out of stuff. Then it shouldn't be as scary, you know, Right. Now, there's a lot of things that could play into it, like, you know, but...
But they, it's so weird how who they, you know, have sex with is their identity, because she said that this law would erase me as an LGBTQ teacher.
Right.
You're like, yes, that's true. It will erase you as an LGBTQ teacher, not as a teacher, though. Do you want to just teach kids, you know, lesson plans and curriculum that's I guess, you know, if you're in a government school, that's written up and approved by the local state government. No, you don't need to talk to kids about this.
Why do you need approval from a 5-year-old? Why do you need their approval?
I don't know. I mean, really
they're not your friends. They're not your friends. You know, they're your students. And you don't need them to go, you know, like, I need these kids to accept me as a gay person or a straight person. You don't need their approval. They're students.
I think it's just boring people that have nothing else going on. That's the only thing about them that is remotely or that they think is remotely interesting. And it's just not. It's boring. I do not care, nor does anybody else, who you're sleeping with or not sleeping with or what.
Well, let's look at it as any profession, right? Like, you know, obviously we don't have teachers now because we're both out of school, you know. But anything else that we need as a service, like, it, most people don't care, including myself, and I know you. I don't care the sexual orientation or whatever gender you call yourself if you're making my dinner. I don't care. You know what I mean? You're a person to me.
Yeah,
you're just a person making my dinner. I'm not, and that's how I view these teachers. You know, that like you're a teacher, and hopefully a damn good one. And I have the utmost respect for teachers. It's a very noble profession. It really is. I mean, they have, you know, they're molding young minds when it comes to curriculum. You know, like, they're very important. But, you know, I just think it's a Ron DeSantis thing. I think people hate him, and no matter what he does, they're gonna hate everything he does.
Well,
they're gonna twist it.
Yeah, I mean, they pulled this bill, and even with Democrats, it's, you know, it has over a majority,
70-something percent. I think it was 71%. I saw on a poll.
Yeah,
agreed with the bill. Democrats.
Right. Right. So it's a lot. So I don't know. Yeah. And you see these companies, which is weird because, you know, media found that they weren't able to bully Ron DeSantis into, you know, not signing this bill. So in a last kind of ditch effort, they went after Disney for whatever reason to lobby against.
And what is going on with Disney? Like,
I think what it is these journalists go, are you okay with this? Like, we wouldn't want to write anything bad about you. You know, I hope that you would at least, because these journalists are against the bills because they're all lunatics, you know, 90-some percent of them. So they go, hey, you know, we're going to give you the opportunity to do the right thing here before we trash you. You got a new Star Wars show coming out, don't you? It'd be a shame if something happened to it. Got some bad reviews.
I don't know if that. Yeah, I hate to think that that's what it is, but I wouldn't be surprised. But it's just a lot of stuff lately. I mean, obviously, you know, the CEO came out and you know, was very upset about it. But then, you know, I saw in the news this week too that the one of the heads of Disney said that by the end of the year, every Disney character would be LGBT, or half of them would be LGBTQ or people of color. It's like, look, if that happens, it happens. But why are you making it a point? Like, why? What are you do? What is going on? Are you trying to prove? What are you doing? Like, it just seems so forced and crazy.
This is the funny thing, Johnny, to me, of when they say stuff like this, is because where are these going to be shown? It ain't going to be China. China's another big. I would love to see Disney full tilt go, we're going to make a movie about a transgender Muslim black girl who's dealing with, you know, whatever. They'll come up with some story, some animated story, and they'll do the pronouns and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be shown in China. They don't put
a lot of countries. It would do okay here. It would do okay in other countries. But yeah, there's a lot of countries. I mean, people think that America is racist and homophobic and everything. We are nothing compared to a lot of European countries, a lot of, you know, different countries of different religions and faiths and stuff are very, very strict and bad. I know I used to have a friend in Jamaica, and he said that
Oh, God. Yeah.
You can't come out in Jamaica. You will get, like, killed. Yeah, like,
you're a bad
they're
boy.
That homophobic.
Yeah. Batty
I mean,
boy.
It's
yeah.
real bad. Yeah. Uh-huh. They do not play it. Where, you know, here, it's celebrated. And that's fine. You know what I mean? That's great. It just seems like, you know, it's just the media is like, it pushes a little hard. And now Disney, it's like, it's a little, they're just, it seems like they're trying a little too hard. Like, I think, you know, and we've talked about this before, we're not going to get to a place of equality with race, you know,
but
sexual orientation and everything. Well, that's my point. We're not going to get there if we don't just stop talking about it and just start acting like normal people. Stop bringing it up every 2 seconds.
But that's not the goal. Equality is not the goal. Equality is, you know, in my opinion, which is a very controversial thing to say, but achieved in many facets of our society. It's equity now. Equity is different from equality. Equity is everything. Okay, we got to have, and everything's identity, so we have to have every identity represented equally is what equity is. So you got, that's why they're talking about half of all characters are going to be LGBTQ, U plus A, whatever it is. I mean, because that's the goal, is equity now.
But that's not even a good representation of reality. In reality,
it's impossible. It doesn't make
sense.
There's
less than 1% of the country that's transgender in reality. You know what I mean? So should they be treated fairly and equally? Sure. But, I mean, if you want to make everything half that, that's not a reality. That's not like a real representation, you know. But either way, like when they made the announcement that they weren't going to use, you know, gender forward terms or whatever, if they would have just done it and not said anything, we probably wouldn't have even noticed. You know what I mean? But they wanted you to know. They wanted everybody to know, hey, we're not saying hello, boys and girls anymore. Okay. We're saying hello, friends. Like, they could have just done it. And I guarantee you, most people wouldn't have even noticed. They'd have walked in and they'd have been like, hello, friends. And they'd have been like, oh, hello, Mickey. You know, that's it. But
they're taking a stand. But the thing is they don't even mean it. I mean, this whole thing.
No,
like,
they don't care.
Because you see, there's a story that came out that Walt Disney is expanding its operations into at least 10 explicitly anti-gay countries and regions. It includes Algeria, Egypt,
yeah.
Libya, Morocco, uh-huh. Oman, Qatar, uh-huh. Saudi Arabia, Tunisia,
sure.
Yemen, and the region of Palestine. And
uh-huh.
It's not specified whether Disney is expanding its service to both territories considered to be Palestine, the Western Bank and Gaza Strip, as both are officially governed by the Palestine Liberation Organization. But these places will literally, they're punishable by death in some of these
yes.
places if you're gay. So
They'll throw you off the top of a building. There's no way.
It's weird. It's not. They know, Disney knows that, okay, we have... In America, there's people that might boycott us. They have polling. Like, they know where to make the most money here. They know there's
of course,
a culture
they're
war.
They're brilliant.
They're choosing
they're brilliant.
To get involved in this area because they know that, okay, we whatever revenue we lose from people mm-hmm. on the right side of the spectrum go, okay, I'm not going to get Disney Plus anymore. They will recoup in these countries over here and China. The big
yeah.
one is China, of course, where they'll rake in
yes.
all that money that they
a
lose from people on the right. They'll just recoup it. So they're taking the stance in the culture war because I still think it's because of these journalists that go, hey, I'm going to allow you to do the right thing here. We're going to trash you. They don't want
right.
to get trashed in the press. So they go ahead and take a stance like this. But they don't care, dude. These corporations do not care about you. They want your money.
June will be here soon, and it's Pride Month. And all you got to do is watch all of these big corporations here in the United States, shoe companies, car companies, they're all going to raise the rainbow flags. And everybody's going to think, wow, that is great, man. I'm so happy that Nabisco cares about gay people, right? They're going to do that. But then they're also going to sell their products to all these countries that, you know, being gay is punishable by death pretty much. And they will not have that brand.